Glory to Jesus Christ. As was when I entered seminary on the third or fourth day in first grade, you know, they gave us a book. The title of the book was A Short Introduction to Spiritual Life. Short introduction, it had like 500 pages. But while I said, well, okay, I've already read that. And I read it with this feeling, you know, that which was in all of us in first class, that we felt that, well, we are here, we are almost ready, like, why to wait several years for ordination, you know? We felt that we are so perfect. And when I read the book, I realized, oh, okay, if this is just introduction to spiritual life, what I am doing here, I don't belong here even. It was really like punch to my face when I realized that how not ready I am. And well, these similar things or these moments when I realized that, well, I'm so far from some kind of perfection, you know, if I can use this word, so many times came to my life. Always when some kind of satisfaction comes, that you are satisfied with yourself, with your life, with God, a moment comes when you realize, this is not true. You know, you should do something with you. And I'm sure that each of us has this moment or had this moment when we were satisfied, when we didn't question our faith, and we felt that everything's okay, and then suddenly we read a book, or we heard some kind of lecture, or through example of somebody else, we realized, oh, we realize where we are. And the same things happened in this gospel we just heard. A young man came to Jesus, and he was in this state that I am perfect, because as he said, truly, he kept all commandments. Who can say this? You know, this was something that was really great, something, you know, it's we would say that it's almost holy person. He kept all rules, but still he maybe wanted some kind of acknowledgement from Christ, or he was really looking for question that, well, maybe there is something I should do to get this everlasting life. So he approached Christ. And Christ acknowledged his effort, but Christ saw his heart. You can keep all commandments, but still your heart can be away from Christ. You can keep outside all these rules, but your heart can be filled with passions. And Christ saw his heart, and he saw what is still problem in this young man. And he tell him, if you want to be perfect, go sell everything what you have, give to poor, and follow me. And he left sad. Christ used this moment to reveal what is in his heart, and probably there was like greed. There was just pride. There was something like attachment to this world, not freedom for God, not this courage, not this intention to really give whole life to Christ, to God. It was not there. And Christ revealed this defect which was in his heart to this young man. And he left sad. Who knows, maybe when he gathered courage in next day, in next month, next year, maybe he did what he was told. But What I want to stress is that this is what God does in our spiritual life. He uses moments when we are feeling that we are okay, that we are so satisfied with our spiritual life, with this relationship with God, when we fall to some kind of habit of our religious life. At these moments, God comes, especially if we pray and we are good, we have good intentions. So God comes and he says, well, look, great. What you are doing is great, it's good, but there is still something which needs your attention, which needs your work, what needs to be fixed. And if we are really open to this, we can feel that. And probably we are able to name these moments, and we are able to identify these problems. You know, the most common thing is that I, as a priest, when I talk to people and they come and what is interesting is that you have always good intentions. And many say, for example, Father, I know I should pray more. And I say, so why don't you pray more? This thought is coming from God. This is something, this thought is from God who says to you, this is missing in your life still. Should try to improve that. Or may other things. God is good to us and he wants us to have this everlasting life, good life with him. So he will whisper to us, he will point to these points which are still problem in our heart or these defects. And we can feel that. We know what we are supposed to do. But many times we don't do this. And this moment when we should think, what causes that? Many times it is just our habit, how we live our life with God. And it's difficult to change this habit, it's difficult to change this way. Many times it is that we are really attached to the world and we want to absorb everything what is offered to us, and we are not able to give up because we think that we will miss something, and then we don't have enough power and enough time to work on these defects which we see in our hearts. Many times it is bad relationship with people which we keep. Many times if we keep a friend who leads us to situations which are not holy, not perfect, not good, and we feel that, well, this is not right, not correct, but we follow that because we don't want to lose the friend and we don't afraid to lose our soul in this process. There are many things. There are many things which keeps us in our level. And we are afraid of to make another step. But true is that always when we make this step forward, when we start to work in accord with this God's whispering to our ear, to our soul, we will find bigger joy in our life. We will enjoy that new quality of our life with God. It brings more stability and we become a blessing for this world. Apostles said, they reacted on words of Jesus that it is impossible for rich men to enter the kingdom, they said, then who can be saved? And Jesus said something that can give us hope. He said, what is impossible for man is possible for God. And many holy fathers, they explain this way, and I use one of these words of the holy fathers. I don't remember who said this, but it's not important. He said that only one will was needed to create everything, God's will. Only one will was needed to create this world, life, and everything. But there is need for two wills for salvation of man. The will of man who wishes to be saved. And the will of God who works with this man. And this is what Christ said. For God is everything possible, but there is a need for those two wills. My will, that I want to grow in this relationship with God. And if I have this will, God comes with His will to save me. And this cooperation of these two wills cause our growing and entering to everlasting life. So I would like to encourage you, don't be scared at that moment when you feel that your world, or your construction of your spiritual life is attacked and may be ruined by new thought. Don't be scared when you hear God to whisper to your ear that, well, there are defects in your heart because it is whispering of love. Love of our God who wants us to be perfect. Don't be scared. Follow this whispering. Because this is the way how we grow. This is the way how can we join our will with God's will on this work of salvation. Amen.